now we bring you Viewpoint with Pete Stevenson discussing the Bible's view of family relationships.
Today and all this week, we'll be discussing the topic, the character of a wife. Someone has said that all marriages are made in heaven. It's the living together on earth afterwards that creates the problems. And that points out a problem that many couples experience in their marriage. The couple meets and begins to date. During this time, their relationship is generally harmonious. Both of them are trying to please one another. Still in the first bloom of their love, a self-sacrificing spirit is naturally and spontaneously demonstrated. But after the couple is married, this attitude, through which both try to please the other, frequently wears off. Petty quarrels, major arguments, even bitterness and hatred can soon replace the love that first drew the couple together. I'm pointing out a problem that characterizes most marriages. And like most problems, there is a solution. A solution that requires both of the marriage partners to work at maintaining their love for one another. This week, I'm especially looking at the responsibility of the wife to develop her character wisely, in such a way as to please both the Lord and her husband. A godly wife who seeks this kind of approval will put away from her those practices that cause irritations and the lack of harmony in the marriage relationship. At the same time, she'll cultivate those qualities of life that conform to the biblical pattern of wisdom. By doing this, she'll foster the growth of the marriage as the love between her and her husband becomes stronger. The book of Proverbs speaks very plainly about women who fail to do this. By failing to develop their character, they become the source of great unhappiness and bitterness in the home. Their actions tear down the stability and cohesiveness of the family unit. Proverbs 14:1 pictures the potential that the wife has by saying, "Every wise woman buildeth her house, but the foolish plucketh it down with her hands." Proverbs 12:4 adds to the picture by commenting, "A virtuous woman is a crown to her husband, but she that maketh ashamed is as rottenness in his bones." A wife has great potential for good, but she has an equally great potential for evil. Solomon describes the contentiousness of a foolish wife by comparing her to the continual dripping of rain from the roof of a house. Proverbs 27:15 says, "A continual dropping in a very rainy day and a contentious woman are alike." Just as the drops of rain fall one after another from the roof of the house, so the contentions of this woman occur over and over again with tragic frequency. The next verse picturesquely completes the thought. "Whosoever hideth her hideth the wind." In other words, just as a man cannot hold back the wind with his hand, so any effort to cover over the contentious nature of a shrewish wife must also result in failure. That's a sad picture. But unfortunately, in too many homes, it's also a true one. The wife is irritable. She scolds the children. She's tart with her husband. She does not control her temper. And by the petulant, cross, and contentious attitude that she displays, she upsets the family, sometimes even to the point of breaking up the marriage. I'm not blaming wives alone. Husbands can also be contentious, but I am pointing out a problem that exists in many homes. Perhaps today, as I've touched on the subject, you've recognized that much of the unhappiness in your marriage stems directly from your own contentious spirit, your failure to control your speech, and the resulting conflicts that you've caused in the home. Why not confess that sin right now, and by the grace of God, seek to bring your stubborn attitude under the control of the Holy Spirit so that He can produce godly speech that edifies and builds up the members of your family.
You've just heard Viewpoint with Pete Stevenson discussing the Bible's view of family relationships.